Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees podcast for Friday, September 24th. The Yankees are in Boston taking on the Red Sox, and the playoffs begin today. The playoffs don't officially begin for, almost 2 weeks, right? But they begin today. The Yankees have 9 games left, and these 9 games will determine whether or not the Yankees actually enter the postseason. That's all any team wants. Most teams are in this position, very rarely, and I understand that you have teams like Tampa Bay have clinched a playoff spot, and the Dodgers and the Giants are way out in front of everybody, but very rarely do you get the chance to kind of relax in the final 9-10 days of the season. So you're playing for it all right now, and this is different because you're playing for a chance to get into a one-game playoff, but you're still getting a chance to play in the postseason if you survive these next 9 games. And the Yankees got a big break and some big help from Minnesota Twins. The Twins are a last-place team. They beat the Blue Jays. You know, the Blue Jays had a very favorable schedule down the stretch here with 7 meetings against Minnesota. Well, last night, the start of a 4-game series, and the Twins actually won game one and dealt the Blue Jays a little blow. They took some the Blue Jays have not had a good week with the Ryan Barucki suspension because of throwing at Kevin Kiermaier. They lost another reliever last night to injury. And Gurriel had a little bit of an issue. So he has stitches in his right hand for getting stepped on in the outfield. So they're in a little bit of a situation here where they have to kind of pick themselves up. Obviously, they have the talent. Obviously, they have guys who can bash. Every loss matters right now. The Yankees have found that out. Every loss matters. And the Blue Jays found that out last night because they're now a game back of the Yankees. The Yankees entered play today 1 game ahead of Toronto, which means the Yankees entered play today in a playoff position. Now, there's still a couple of games behind Boston. And if they sweep the Red Sox, then obviously that changes things quite a bit. But win 2 out of 3, and you're still very much alive here and kind of in control of what's happening here. Really the important thing right now, stay ahead of the Blue Jays. And if you play, 9 games left, if they play 6-3, you've got to play 6-3. If they play 5-4, you've got to play 5-4. You're ahead right now. Now, again, there are head-to-head matchups next week, and we'll kind of reassess this after the weekend and see where the Yankees are after the Red Sox series, where the Blue Jays are after the Twins series, and you kind of see where things go. It's not unthinkable to think that the Blue Jays can win the next 3 against Minnesota. If the Yankees only win 2 out of 3, well, then here you are tied again, and you're talking about a whole other different set of math that comes into play. But essentially, play even with the Blue Jays over the course of the next 9 games, and you are in the playoffs. But that's a bigger picture thing. The Yankees right now, game by game, inning by inning, you've got to win. You've got to win tonight. You've got Gerrit Cole on the mound. You've got to win tonight. It's Cole against Eovaldi, and, Eovaldi's had a very good year himself. So you're looking at the idea of just, this isn't about blowouts. This isn't about putting 20 runs on the board. You'd love to see that, but this is just about win the game. And, they found themselves in a position the other day where there wasn't a lot of life in those bats early in the game, and they came from behind to do it. You don't want to put yourself in that position, but you understand the game's 9 innings for a reason and kind of keep going through it. So even if they're not scoring against Eovaldi early on, you've got, he's not a 9-inning pitcher. Remember that. So that could play a very big factor here. I think you're just looking to make sure you take some good at bats and make sure that pitch count goes up, because what you don't want him to do is have him be a 7 or an 8-inning pitcher. If you can get him to be a 5 or a 6-inning pitcher tonight, then that would certainly play. Gerrit Cole just has to bounce back, and show that this is the guy that, there's a reason he got all that money, and starts like this, exactly a reason why. So you're going to see what Gerrit Cole is made of tonight on the road. He has been fabulous. He really has in his Yankee career so far as 2 years. His record is excellent. This is the kind of game that you give him the money for. And he's got 2 starts left. He's going to have 1 more against Toronto next week. You can't short this at all. You can't unless you find yourself in a game that you're ahead by, 12 runs. You can't pull them early because of what you might need next week. You've got to get Cole through whatever finish line he's going to reach tonight and then worry about that after that. Nine games left. It would take 7-2 to get to 93 wins, which is the number that I thought you would need probably about 2 weeks ago. When 2-3 weeks ago when the month started and you kind of looked at, okay, where do they need to go? 93 was the number I kind of touched on. It's 7-2 would get you in, I think. Absolutely. You know, if you go 7-2, it means you're winning games against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays here for sure. And I think that gets you in. So, I wonder if 6-3 is enough now at this point. It all depends on if it's the right 6-3. You know, if you win all three against Toronto next week, that is definitely part of it. But again, you kind of have to reassess the math once you get through this week. Big factors for the Yankees right now, Luis Severino, Domingo Germán. You saw Severino pitch one game in the last series. Germán has not yet with all the issues the Yankees have. And how games can quickly get away from you at Fenway Park, you're going to need all the bullpen help you can get. And Severino for a couple of innings in this series would certainly help. Germán for a couple of innings in this series would certainly help. So we'll see where the Yankees are after that. As far as offense goes, Judge and Stanton are having the years. We've talked about this. They're having the years that you hoped they would. They both stayed healthy. They both are productive. And I think they've both been productive in September, too. So you're looking for big series again from those guys and hoping that they can get some big hits. DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez. We know how disappointing their seasons have been overall. What you're looking for now is a very short hot streak. How many times do you look up during the course of a season and you hear me or any of the announcers or see on the screen say, so-and-so is hitting 420 over their last nine games, or so-and-so has a six-game hitting streak, and they're hitting 370 over the course of their last, there are nine games left. This is exactly what you're looking for, a short hot streak. The back of the baseball card is going to look bad, no matter what. DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, and Gary Sanchez, those numbers are not going to look like they should, like you expected them to, like you hoped they would. But if they can get hot for nine games, it can be all the difference for the New York Yankees right now. And you're going to do a lot of scoreboard watching. Watch the Toronto-Minnesota series. You know, Tampa Bay, not so much. You're done with them now, okay? They're going to clinch the division, and that's fine. But the wild card race is a race. Every loss is going to feel like four losses, and every win is just going to feel like knocking another day off the calendar and getting yourself closer. The one thing I think is I should address is that I know based off the interactions I get with people, there's a segment of Yankee fans that would rather just see them lose because they hope that that would lead to big changes. Here's what I will tell you. The Yankees have played 153 games. I think they know who they are. Now, as far as the personnel on the field, I don't think anything you see over the course of the next 9 days will change what their opinions are of those. If you're looking at the idea of basically Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, and Luke Voit, and how those three might be movable after this season and what changes you can make, I don't think anything you see over the course of the next 9 days is going to change that. I understand you want bigger changes. There are people who want Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman gone. I don't think anything you see over the next 9 days is going to change that either. If the Yankees go 0-9, that probably reflects very badly on Aaron Boone, and I can see where that would affect something. But I don't expect them to go 0-9, and I don't think you should root for them to go 0-9. Brian Cashman has another year left on his contract. I don't think that change is being made right now. Aaron Boone's contract is up. There's been nothing that tells me that Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman are dissatisfied with the job Aaron Boone has done. And I don't think that anything here would affect that. Again, like I said, unless this goes tragically wrong over the course of the next nine games, and you lose this team altogether, but I think that's hard to foresee. And it's really impossible to root for if you're a Yankee fan. I don't care how big of a Yankee fan you think you are. I don't care how much you think you don't like Aaron Boone. I think rooting to go 0-9 is really not the right way to go because you have a chance to make the playoffs. You have Garrett Cole in front of your rotation. You have Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hitting like you want them to in October. And all you want is a chance. All you want is a chance. Those other decisions will get made regardless of what you think will or won't happen in the course of the next week and a half. I do believe there's a window for Aaron Boone to come back next season. But I also think that if they miss the playoffs here, it's a discussion. It's probably not a new five-year contract if they miss the playoffs here. It's probably not a new five-year contract regardless here, unless they go win the World Series, right? In that case, what do you have to complain about? But I do feel like I don't think that there's anything that Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman don't know about Aaron Boone already. Do I think he's coming back next year? Probably. But I think if it goes wayward here a little bit, I think it's at least part of the discussion. I think that Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman have liked all along what they see in Aaron Boone as a manager. And a lot of it has to do with the talent on the field playing up to their levels. Could that be reflective of the manager? Yeah, to a degree, for sure. But LeMahieu, Torres, Sanchez, Urshela, all part of a very underachieving group, and we'll see what kind of changes get made. But I don't think you should root against them in the course of the next 9 days in order to make whatever changes you want a reality. I think those changes will be made independently of that. So let's see what happens. Buckle in here. Whatever happens over the course of the next 3 days, there will still be a very big series coming up starting on Tuesday when the Yankees face the Blue Jays in Toronto. So we'll see how they get going there. There's obviously another off day coming up on Monday, and then it's a sprint to the finish with the three against the Blue Jays and the three against the Rays. I would expect all of them to be meaningful in some form or fashion, so let's get ready. This is what you sign up for. This is playoff baseball. I know you want the real playoffs in October, but these are playoff games. And that's the fun part about baseball. You play all year long to get to games that matter. These games matter. Let's watch Cole versus Eovaldi Friday night. Get it started for the Yankees against the Red Sox. I want to remind you to subscribe to WFAN's Baseball Insiders podcast. Ed Coleman's Mets reports, my Yankees reports deliver right to you. And as this season winds down and goes into the postseason, into the offseason, we will continue to provide some insight for you and some interviews and things like that to get you through and figure out what's happening with the Yankees all along the way. So make sure you hit subscribe, hit review, and all that jazz. Also, check out the 30 with Murdy podcast, also on the Odyssey, Apple platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. The latest episode just posted on Thursday. It is with Amber Sabathia, one of the newest agents at CAA. And if her name sounds familiar, if you remember that name, yeah, of course, it's CeCe Sabathia's wife. Amber is now on the baseball side as an agent at CAA. Their son, their oldest son, Karsten Charles Sabathia III, is a senior in high school and is going to be a prospect worth looking at next year's draft himself. Amber talks about life as an agent and how her life in baseball shaped her reality of being able to go talk to players now about their experiences and help them through their young careers and get them going. So interesting conversation with Amber Sabathia on the 30 with Murdy podcast. Check it out on all these same platforms. Again, go ahead, subscribe and review and all that jazz. And until next time, I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening.